News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, almost 3,500 apprenticeships, apprentices, I should say, dropped out of apprenticeships last year. That is despite the Department of Further Education aiming to entice 10,000 new apprentices each year. We're joined by General Secretary of Connect Trade Union, Paddy Kavanagh. Paddy, what's the problem here? Why are people dropping out?
Well, there's many reasons, but I would say... good morning, Shane, sorry.
I'd say fine.
The first thing would be pay. Would be the major issue, and there is a very large backlog at the moment as well, which doesn't help things. But it's also normal for people to enter an apprenticeship or go to college and find after a while they'd rather do something else. So I was just looking at the college figures last night, and the dropout rates are quite similar, 15 to 20%.
Yeah, fair, absolutely fair. Why do you say pay is potentially an issue? What kind of pay does an apprentice get? Is there like can you generalise, or does it vary depending on what apprenticeship you're doing?
Well, the pay is quite good in the end when you get to your third or fourth year and qualify, but unfortunately, apprentices' pay is exempt from the minimum wage, so apprentices can start as low as $5.70 an hour, even lower if they're in the mechanical trade. So car mechanic. So it is very, very low to start off. And I think people have to understand that the profile of people entering apprenticeships has changed vastly in the last number of years. In my time, you started at 15, 16. Now the average apprentice starts 19, 20, 21. So they have outgoings, they have commitments. Some will be living outside the home, some might have children.
Yeah, no, I get that. I suppose to play devil's advocate, Paddy, people would say, you know, like the first year in your apprenticeship, I mean, you're about as much use as a lighthouse in a bog. Like, so why would you be paid? Why would you be paid a big wage or even the minimum wage at that level? You're learning, well, and you're getting that learning right. In return.
Well, firstly, that lighthouse on the bog has probably been serviced by electricians. But anyway, it's
fair.
Look, these are people who could have previous work experience. Like I say, the age profile has changed. There are people who have leaving certs. They have done pre-apprenticeship courses. They don't go in completely unknown and unqualified in certain aspects. And by the way, these apprentices are expected in construction, electrical, mechanical contract, and travel around the country as part of their work and stay away from home at times, and you just can't survive on that kind of money.
Okay, so is that key as far as you're concerned? Because look, I think we can all agree we want more people in apprenticeship. We need electricians, we need plumbers. There's a whole load of there's a whole load of sectors. We need more skilled employees, so we want people doing apprenticeship, and we want to take away the snobbery that ridiculously exists in relation to apprenticeship. So is there a couple of things you'd like to see happen?
Well, the first thing I would like to see would be the exemptions of the minimum wage removed, which would give people a start. I mean, coming in, the minimum wage is not big money.
No.
It's quite poor money. And at least it would be a livable starting base for people. There is, understandably, as a result of COVID, a very large backlog. But that's being worked through at the moment, and that will wash through the system in the next couple of years as people go through the system. And those would be the main things. There's also, there has to be some regulation for security for apprentices. Like in Germany, for instance, where there's 234 apprenticeships, all the pay is covered by statutory agreements, and that pay is binding on employers to pay. So at least I have that level of security. If I'm a shop clerk in Dusseldorf or Berlin or Bonn, I'll get the same pay. Whereas in Ireland, especially in the new apprenticeships, the new consortium-led apprenticeships, pay is really at the discretion of the employer, and some of the rates are appallingly low, and some of the conditions are very insecure. And that's a concern. In fact, I raised the issue at the National Apprenticeship Allowance and was told not only could two apprentices start on different rates of pay in one of these new apprenticeships, they could start on different rates of pay in the same company.
Okay.
Which is really ridiculous.
All right. Okay, Paddy, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Paddy Kavanagh, General Secretary of the Connect Trade Union. Let us know your take on all that. Is minimum wage, is that a prerequisite for getting people into apprenticeships? Let us know your own stories. Have you done an apprenticeship? Have your kids done an apprenticeship? How have they got on? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.